But we also have this other complex puzzle, and it's really one of the things that I think is the sexiest thing about the Aleutian Islands archaeology.
That's Museum of the Aleutians director Ginny Hatfield. The puzzle she's talking about is made up of layers of dirt found in the Unalaska area. She says that those layers have remained intact more than other regions, simply because there hasn't been as much disruption from things like plowing or livestock on the island. And that preservation, she says, can give clues to very interesting and detailed histories. Hatfield says that with the help of other professionals, like ecologists and geologists, she's able to look at that dirt and other artifacts from archaeological excavations to paint a bigger picture of how people lived thousands of years ago.
We're looking at who was living there, how were they doing, were they resilient, were they struggling, were they, you know, living, you know, richly off the land, you know, things like that, and what kind of sophisticated technologies were they using to make their living out in these islands. And so,
and as an archaeologist, she says you can approach those questions from different angles, and then ask even more questions.
You can talk about how people lived, how they ate, what kind of houses did they live in, and we can kind of reconstruct that from, you know, what remains in the ground.
One of the places Hatfield says she's been excavating and reconstructing is out of Summer Bay through the Community Archaeology Program, which she started in 2017. Over the past few years at the Cowalungan Tribe's culture camp, Camp Kungayuk, volunteers and kids in the community have come out to the site to learn about excavating practices and about the artifacts they find.
We talk about how we excavate and what they're finding and what they're seeing, and we let them do hands-on experience with the trials. And we have usually three or four professional archaeologists, and we have our education and outreach manager to help kind of teach and guide the students in this experience with archaeology.
Hatfield says they've gotten good samples from the community site, but she says that site in Summer Bay won't be around forever.
With the site that's on a dune that's been hit really hard by these kind of increasingly stormy seas and shifting creek that has kind of cut into the dunes over there and have eroded away a good portion of that site. And that site's going to go away. It's probably only going to be with us for a few more years before the ocean takes it back.
But she says that corrosion makes for an especially interesting dig.
And those dunes continually get eroded and then reformed with erosion and wind action and wave action. So it's a really dynamic place. And it makes it a really...
It's dynamic and interesting, Hatfield says, because there are a bunch of what she calls discrete pockets of occupation that give clues to how people lived thousands of years ago.
When people were out there fishing and then cooking the fish, so we see the evidence of them cooking it, little pockets of urchin and fish bones, little waste. You know, you can imagine that they're putting them in baskets and then dumping them kind of in piles, and then those get buried up in the sands. And so we're seeing these...
Hatfield says that the COVID-19 pandemic has made these community digs and things like community sorting events challenging. But she says she looks forward to continuing the project out at Summer Bay in the future, and hopefully starting new excavations as that site deteriorates. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.